This is a very special morning.
今天是一个特别的早晨。
You know, the theme of our retreat is Moses and Joshua.
我们这一次特会的主题是摩西和约书亚。
Because we're looking at the next generation.
因为我们在要来看下一代。
So we're very glad that Brother Ernie has brought along his son Timothy.
我们很高兴恩尼牧师他今天带了他的儿子提摩太。
And our hearts are open for whatever the Lord has for us this morning.
他们的心向神上敞开，看神今天早晨为我们预备了什么。
Brother Ernie is going to be with us.
恩尼牧师他今天会在这里。
And lead the meeting.
他会来带聚会。
And we also have another special day.After we begin the service, we're going to have Brother Paul Munsinger do his official welcome.
然后在我们开始聚会之后，保罗弟兄他会来正式的欢迎我们。
Jesus is already here.
因为耶稣已经在这里了。
Let's sing together, dwelling in His holy presence. It's in your book, the Chinese book, number 9, in the back.
我们来唱第二册的第九首。住在他同在里，第二册第九首。
Thank you.
counselor at camp.
好多年以前，我在这个 Pilgrim Camp 做辅导。
And we were having a meeting. The boys were in session, and we were down in the village at the under end of camp.
那个时候是男孩子的营会，那我们当时在这个营地。
And one evening meeting, the Lord came to us in a wonderful way.
有一天在晚上的聚会里，神奇妙的临到。
And boys were praising the Lord and worshiping Him.
这些男孩子们就一起在敬拜赞美神。
And one of the older campers was playing the piano in the meeting.
有一个比较大的男孩，他就在那里弹钢琴。
And you know, when you play the piano or the organ, you miss out on half the meeting.
你知道，当你在司琴的时候，可能一半的聚会你都错过了。
Now maybe they don't look at it that way. Maybe they think they're just as much a part, but you, I don't know if you can enter in. I don't know if you can enter in like you would normally if you are tied to a piano.
So I don't know. 当你在司琴的时候，是不是也可以像我们一样完全的投入聚会
？And so I went over to this boy that was playing the piano.
So 我就到那个大的男孩那边，他在司琴。
And I just was praying with him.
So 我就跟他一起祷告
，asking the Lord to bless him.
求主来祝福他。
And then we started to sing that chorus that we just sang. Fill my cup, Lord, fill my cup.
所以我们就开始唱，我们刚刚唱的那首诗歌就是，充满我的杯。
And we got to that line that we just sang, Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more.
我们唱到那一节就是，天上的粮来赐给我，直到我满足。
And this young man was playing the piano.
那这个年轻人他在弹琴
，But he was also entering in.
然后他同时也进入了。
And I heard him say when we sang that line, "Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more."
所以我就听见他也在那边唱，天上的粮要来满足我。
I heard him say, "Lord, I can't take any more."
然后我听见他说，我再也吃不下了。
I can't take any more.
我吃不了了，我再也吃不了了。
And I thought, that's interesting.
我觉得这非常有意思。
And so I prayed, Lord, enlarge his capacity.
所以我就祷告，让我们的度量增大。
Then maybe that's the way you feel this morning.
或许这就是我们今天的感觉。
Well, I have as much of Jesus as I can have.
我已经得到了，我能够得到的耶稣了。
I don't know if I can take any more.
我不知道我还能不能再承受更多。
Well, maybe then you should say, Lord,Enlarge my capacity.
或许我们应该祷告主啊，扩大我的度量。
Lord, stretch my soul so there's more room for you.
扩大我的灵魂，所以可以有更多的空间来为主。
That would be good in two ways. Number one, you'd have more of him.
这样子有两个好处。第一个，我们可以得到更多的他。
And number two, there'd be less of you.
然后就更少的你自己。
You know, Sister Robinson, maybe you know that name, Sister Martha Robinson.
我们提到过罗炳森师母。
She got to a place in her life where she said, "Jesus, you're here."
到了一个地步，她说：“耶稣啊，你在这里。
”But where am I?
但是我到哪里去了
？Where am I?
我到哪里去了
？It's all Jesus.
因为完全都是耶稣。
She got to the place in her experience where there was no more Sister Robinson.
她到了一个地步，她经历到再也没有罗炳森师母这个人了。
The Apostle Paul got to that place.
使徒保罗也到了那个地步。
He said, "I don't live anymore. It's not me, but it's Christ that lives in me."
他说：“我不再是我，如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。”
Now maybe if you look at your own life, you can say, "Well, there's still me there too."
或许当我们审视我们自己，会发现我自己还在。
But Jesus, today, can you give me more of yourself so that there be less of me?
但是我们可以祷告主耶稣，今天你可不可以把更多的你赐给我？那我就更少了。
Until I get to the place where the life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God.
直到有一天我们可以到达这个地步，我们可以说，如今活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
Now that's why He saved you.
这就是为什么他救赎
我们。That's why He picked you out of the miry clay. That's why you've been to Gilgal.
这就是为什么他把我们从污泥中提出来，为什么他带我们到基甲。
He picked you up, and now he wants to displace you and fill you with himself.
因为他把救赎了我们以后，他要用他的自己来充满我们，代替我们。
There's a little chorus, and I'll sit down after this, but I think you probably know it.
另外还有一节诗歌，待会儿我会坐下来。
Christ liveth in me.
就是耶稣住在我里面。
Christ liveth in me.
基督住在我里面。
And then I guess the songwriter became overwhelmed with that thought and said, "Oh, what a salvation this!"
然后我想这个诗歌的作者就开始觉得太惊讶了，说这是何等大的救恩。
That Christ liveth in me.
基督竟然住在我里面。
That's a wonderful thought.
这是一个何等奇妙的想法。
Imagine Christ liveth in you.
Amen.
Amen.
可以想象吗？基督住在你里面。
In every one of you.
还有每一位。
What a salvation this is. Jesus lives in me.
这是何等大的救恩，基督住在我里面。
And I don't have to live anymore.
我不再需要自己活了。
So Lord.
主啊。
More of you.
更多的你。
Expand my capacity for you.
扩大我的度量，为着你。
Fill me with yourself.
把用你自己来充满我。
Let the temple be filled with his glory.
让这个圣灵的殿被他的荣耀来充满。
Oh, what a wonderful thing that we can come today to Jesus and say, "Okay, Lord, here I am for you to displace me."
今天何等的奇妙，我们可以来到主耶稣的面前说，主啊，用你自己来代替我。
And Jesus, you're here this morning.
耶稣现在就在这里。
As was said, you've been here long before we came.
其实早在我们还没有来以前，他就在这里等待。
You're waiting for us, Lord.
他在这里等待我们。
And today is another opportunity for us to get to know you better.
今天是另外一个机会，让我们可以更好的来认识你。
Fill us, Lord.
充满我们，主啊。
And grow us inside in our souls to fill us with a greater love for you, a greater baptism of the Holy Spirit.
扩大我们，让我们成长，让我们成长，所以我们可以更多的被圣灵充满。
Until it's no more us, but it's all Jesus.
直到不再有是我们，而是主耶稣自己。
We thank you for that, Lord.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Now before. Christ liveth in me. Christ liveth in me.
第二册二十五首，主活在我心。
Thank you.
Brother Paul makes his way to the front.
保罗弟兄他会来跟我们
to give his official greeting. I am reminded, I think we all know, that this is a special year for Pilgrim Camp.
他会来正式的欢迎我们，并且告诉我们今年是 Pilgrim Camp 很特殊的一年。
This year Pilgrim Camp is 80 years young.
因为今年是80岁。
And Brother Paul has been the director of Pilgrim Camp for not 80 years, but for a lot of years.
保罗弟兄在这边当 director 还不到80年。
And so, come Brother Paul, the official greeting.
Thank you, thank you. Well, if you haven't felt welcome, this is the official welcome.
所以你们如果没有感觉到 被欢迎, 我现在正式的欢迎你们。
I was trying to figure out how many years, Sister Martha.
我到底想说到底有 JMI 有多少年了
25
almost 25
wow
差不多 JMI 有
25年
从开始到现在差不多25年 在这边没有25年
well Pilgrim Camp began in actually before 1946
其实 Pilgrim Camp 在1946年之前就开始了
Brother Hans Walfogel several years, I guess in 1942, something like that, he felt that our young people needed to get away from the city.
当时吴老牧师大概在1942年的时候，他觉得年轻人应该从这个大城市离开一段时间。And
two of the young men at that time, leaders, were Gordon Gardner and Charles Andrews.
当时另外有两个 年轻人的 Gordon Gardner 还有 Charles
Gordon Charles Charles Andrews
Charles Andrews
Brother Gordon Gardner would later become with his wife the first director of Pilgrim Camp
后来 Gardner 贾德纳弟兄后来就是这个 Camp 这个营地的第一任的 园长
but in those years before Camp became Camp as we know it there's a large lake nearby called Lake George
当时在PC还没有成立，当时另外有一个湖蛮大的叫 Lake George.
Named after the King George.
它是照着George国王的名字命名的。
And they rented some cabins.
所以当时他们就租了一些的营地。And
the boys had a grand old time.
这些男孩子们就有一个很好的时光。
And then the girls wanted to get involved, and so they did too.
然后呢，女孩子也想要来，所以他们也去了。
And then eventually the adults did too.
然后成人也参加了。
But then the war was over. World War II ended, and they could not rent cabins as cheaply as they could before.
那后来二次世界大战结束了以后，他们就没有办法再用很低廉的价钱租那个营地。
A lot of very, very rich people still live on Lake George.
仍然有很多很有钱的人住在那个 Lake George的附近。
And so they decided to look for property on Lake George, but it was far too expensive.
所以当时呢，他们就想在 Lake George 附近找地方，但是太贵了。
So the real estate agent mentioned that there's a lake further north, 30 miles north of Lake George, and there may be properties there.
当时呢，他们的那个经纪人就想说，在 Lake George 以北大概30英里的地方还有一个地方。Well,
to make a long story short, they found this property.
所以他们就找到了这一块地。
And after a while, they purchased it. For those of you who are interested in investments, at that time, this 34-acre property was bought for $18,000.
所以对你们那些对房地产投资有兴趣的人呢，当时这个34英亩的地呢，只花了18,000美金。
And we've enjoyed the blessing not only of the beauty of camp and our surroundings.
不单我们可以享受这个美好的地方
But we thank God for the blessing that we've received all these years Young children, older people, middle-aged people, all ages
我们更感谢的除了这个美丽的风景以外，就是这些年来神祝福了这么多的人，从小孩到老人，各个年龄层的人都在这里蒙福。
God has been so faithful to us over the years.
这些年来神对我们何等的信实。
And this is because of the prayer that has gone up for this place.
因为有这么多的祷告是为着这个地方祷告的。
Brother Gordon Gardner knew a lot of very influential spiritual people.
贾德纳弟兄他认识许多很有影响力属灵的人。
And there was a whole network of people that knew how to pray, and they prayed for camp very, very definitely every day.
那这些人呢，他们每一天都在很殷勤的为这个营地祷告。
And we are still experiencing the blessing of those prayers even today.
甚至到今天，我们仍然在享受、在经历那些祷告带下来的祝福。
And it's a blessing for me to see the people who were kids years ago. I remember Timmy over here as a 3 or 4 year old boy.
这是我的荣幸，可以看见许多的孩子们在这里长大，就像我们今天的讲员提摩太弟兄。
Playing with his truck down there by Pilgrim's Rest.
我还记得他大概3岁4岁的时候，他还在玩他的车，就小车在这里。
He wasn't as friendly then as he is now.
当时他没有像现在对我那么友好。
I tried to make friends with him back then, but it didn't work.
当时我想跟他做朋友，好像不成功。
But now we're good friends.
现在我们是好朋友。
But I'm thankful for people like Timmy and others who are coming up the ranks and feeling the call of God on their soul.
我很感恩的就是看见这些孩子们长大，他们回应神的呼召，继续接棒。
And especially that the Lord has put on their hearts a love for camp.
尤其主把主放在他们心里就是一份对这个营地的爱。
They have seen this as an important ministry.
他们看见这个营地其实是一个非常重要的事工。
It's a shame that we only use this property 2 months out of the year.
这很可惜，很遗憾的就是一年之中我们只用这个营地2个月的时间。
Again, for you business-minded people, we pay $40,000 a year just for insurance.
对这些你们做生意的人就可能知道，我们每一年呢花在这个保险费就是$40,000。
But God provides financially, definitely.
但是神他确实供应我们经济上的需要。
I just mentioned that because out of the 2 months out of the year, great blessing flows throughout the nation and throughout the world, actually.
但是虽然一年我们只用2个月的时间，但是这个祝福呢，却影响到整个国家，甚至于到世界很多地方。
Gerda Baca, Elizabeth Lindau, Pearl Young, they all got their training here at Pilgrim Camp.
像我们所认识的贝教士、林教士还有荣教士，他们都在这个地方受过训练。
And so we pray that the Lord will continue to make this place a blessing for him.
所以我们祷告让神继续使用这个地方成为祝福。
Lead people closer into a fellowship with the Lord.
让把人带到与他更亲近的交通。
Now we have a booklet here about the history of Pilgrim Camp.
我们在这里有一本小册子，它是讲这个Pilgrim Camp 的历史。
And it will be, I don't know if we have it down there yet, but this will be on sale in the boathouse if you'd like to see more.
这个呢会在 boathouse 卖。
And I pray that the Lord will bless each and every one of you that is here.
我祷告主会祝福每一位。
I know the Lord brought you each here for a purpose, a very definite purpose.
我相信主每一年把你们带来这里，一定有他特别的目的和计划。
And may He fulfill that purpose as you're here.
愿主的旨意成就。谢谢，感谢主，谢谢大家。
For you, we have 4 men, Pastor Lynn and our coordinator Jeffrey, brother, and 2 law firms.
Okay.
And I have faith that I ask the Lord to bless Brother Paul.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, dear Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Fresh anointing.
Heaven and may pour down your blessing on him and his family. Oh Lord, let him serve you. Let him also enjoy you. Oh, I pray that Brother Paul will be leading the camp, continue leading the camp in your way. Thank you, Lord. Praise Jesus.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Lord, we are here to pray for our beloved Brother Paul. We pray that the abundant grace and mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ will be on Brother Paul.
Amen.
主啊，他是我们的榜样，一生忠心服侍在主所托付的。
Lord, Brother Paul is our role model. He faithfully served the Lord on the commission that the Lord has given him.
主，我们也享受到因着他的服侍，让我们享受到主很大的恩典在我们当中。We
are also greatly blessed by his faithful service.
主啊，我们此时此刻同心合一为他来祝福。
Together we are now in one accord blessing him.
Yes, Lord.
但愿主继续引导带领他在这里一切所有的服事。
May the Lord continue to lead his service here. Thank you.
主啊，我们特别眷顾他的身体。
We especially want to pray for his health.
愿主赐下大能大力在他的身体里面，在主的恩待当中有强壮的身体。In
God's grace, he will enjoy good health.
有健康的身体，身体。Good
health and strength.
让他在这里为主所做的一切的服事能够继续。 祝福到许许多多的人
So that his service to the Lord will continue to bless many, many people.
主啊，我们也愿意在他身边的家人也因此同得神的祝福。
We pray that you will also bless his family.
谢谢耶稣，祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for Brother Paul. We thank you for his steady, diligent hand that's been over camp for these years. We thank you for the wisdom that you have given him and the discernment that you have given him. We thank you for your anointing upon his life with the organ and through testimony. And we do pray, Jesus, that you will increase that blessing that you have made him. We pray that throughout this coming season he will sense like he never has before underneath are the everlasting arms.
Amen.
Lord, may he sense that you're carrying him, you're holding him, and you're sustaining him. Day by day, as his day, so shall his strength be.
Amen.
Body, soul, and spirit. We believe you to do that for him, Lord, in a marked way. Lord, the outward man gets weaker. But Lord, the inner man, that's renewed every day. And we pray that there will be that renewing of the Holy Ghost shed on our brother abundantly. Lord, from this day throughout this whole season. Dear Lord, you alone know what he'll face. You alone know the difficulties or trials or problems or needs. Lord, they're bound to arise. But you will supply every need out of your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Because this is your camp. And you are in control. And our brother is in your hands. And he's looking to you, the author and the perfecter. And so you who have been faithful, we have confidence that you will remain faithful.
Amen.
Faithful, who you who called Brother Paul, you will do it. You will do it, Lord. And so we ask together this morning, Lord, as a body of believers, we unite our faith together and pray, Lord, your rich blessing to be upon Brother Paul's life day by day throughout this coming season. In Jesus' name we ask it.
Amen.
Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see.
Singable key or better key, and maybe you'd like to stand together as we sing. Is it in the book anywhere? Do we need the words? Anybody know if it's in the Chinese book? If you somewhere. No? Well, let's sing.
他信实和广大，信实。
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no other
unite our faith together for the camp this coming season. That everyone who steps on these grounds will sense Jesus is here. And whether they like it or not, that they'll be changed. And Jesus will be glorified. In every period throughout this whole summer. Then ask Brother John Chow if he would lead us in prayer, but let us all pray together.
Jesus, we thank you for the memory of this place, Father. Oh, Jesus, that those who have come before us, Lord, had the vision and the foresight, Lord, to seek you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, to set aside a place, Father, for generations to come. Oh, that all could come to you. Race, creed, Lord Jesus, age. Oh, Father, that all could come. You will come to them, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Come to us, Father. This year we pray, Lord, especially, Lord Jesus, that your presence would make yourself anew to us.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, in a deep way, Lord. Oh, Father, that you would plant a deep root, Lord Jesus, of Pilgrim Camp, Lord, and the presence of God. Holiness unto the Lord.
Yes.
God, holiness unto the Lord.
Yes.
Keep us, Lord. Keep us faithful, Lord, as you are faithful.
Yes.
Coming to you.
Thank you.
Bless
Jesus.
All the people and the logistics of camp this season.
Yes.
You know all the details that is needed, the staff, the ministers, the guests, the children, all that comes through this way. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Holiness unto the Lord is our watchword and song. Holiness unto the Lord as we're marching along. I'm glad this morning that Brother Tim could be here with us. It's a real joy to me.
对我来说是一个极大的喜乐.
This is Father's Day weekend.
因为这个礼拜天是父亲节.
And you know, I don't think there's a greater gift that any son can give to his father.
一个儿子没有可以给他父亲更大的礼物的.
Than to follow Jesus.
Yeah,
除了跟随耶稣.
The reason why Brother Tim was not kind to Brother Paul when he was so young.
我要解释一下为什么提摩太他小的时候对保罗弟兄不很友善.
Because we taught him not to talk or have much to do with strangers.
因为我们从小教他不要跟陌生人讲话.
So it took years before the strangeness went away and they became friends.
但是多年以后他们不再是陌生人了，他们就成为朋友.
But you know, there comes a time in everybody's life.
但是, 在我们每一个人生命中,
when they get old.
当我们年, 慢慢年长,
and a number of years ago already, somebody told me that I was getting old.
其实好多年以前就有人说, 啊, 我, 我现在慢慢年长了。
I didn't believe it then. I still don't believe it.
我当时不相信, 我现在仍然没有办法相信。
But I'm beginning to accept the truth.
但是我慢慢地开始接受这个事实。
But those years ago, it was a little concerning or not concerning. But I wondered, what would be? What's going to happen here at church?
但是多年以前我就开始想说, 教会以后会怎么办呢?
There were good men in the church, but nobody that could possibly, that I would think of, that could possibly become the pastor or the leader.
但是, 当时我们教会有一些很好的弟兄们, 但是好像就找不到可以成为牧师的。
And then, make a long story short, the Lord began to supply that need.
但是主慢慢的就来供应我们的需要。
It came through a different kind of way. My daughters got married.
然后呢，我的女儿结婚了。
And they both married good men.
他们两个女儿都嫁得很好。
That could lead a meeting and can take charge.
我两个女婿都很好，都可以带聚会。
They could preach. They could speak.
他们都可以讲道，都可以带聚会。
So I kind of felt like Abraham with Eliezer. Maybe this is the answer.
所以我就想，就像亚伯拉罕，他就想，或许以利以谢，这个就是我的继承人。
But the Lord said no.
但是主说不。
And years went on still, and they filled in and they helped and they were a blessing.
这个时间慢慢的过去，他们两位女婿真的帮助我很多，他们承受了很多的责任。
But then a few years ago.My son said to me, Dad, I feel like I'm called.
但是在不在后来几年以前，我的儿子就跟我说，爸爸，我觉得主好像呼召了我。
That was a lot of years ago now.
这已经是好多年前的事。
And I said, well, then just keep doing what you're doing.
那我就说，你现在做的事继续做。
Just keep coming to camp and make friends with Brother Paul and so on.
你就继续的来Pilgrim Camp， 然后跟保罗弟兄做朋友。
Teach Sunday school and help in the choir and singing.
教儿童主日学，而且参加合唱班。
Take care of the young people at church. There's a lot to do.
照顾教会的年轻人，其实有很多事可以做。
And he had been doing some of it, and he had then kept doing it.
所以他就做了那些的服侍，而且持续的做。
And then we had a pandemic. You remember that?
然后我们就有疫情发生了，记得吗？那几年。
We had a pandemic, and our church had to because of the mandate. It had to close for a little while.
那疫情期间也是因为我们教会也同样被规定要必须关一阵子。
And churches were going online, remote.
所以呢，当时教会呢就开始在线上聚会。
I had no idea what to do.
我当时真的不知道怎么样线上聚会。
I could hardly take a picture with my phone.
我大概只能用我的手机照相而已。
I don't know what we would do.
我也不知道该怎么办。
But then my son stepped up.
这个时候，我的儿子就开始来帮忙了。
And he had cameras all over the place, and I was there in the middle of the week preaching to nobody.
当时他就在教会里，装了很多的摄像机。我就在周间的时候，对着一个空的教会开始讲道。
I knew it was bad when he set up the camera and I started to preach and he left.
我知道，当他把那个照相机设好了以后，我开始讲道，他就离开了。我说，哦，糟糕了。
40 minutes or whatever later, he resurfaced again.
然后40分钟以后，他又出现了。
But he got us online.
但是他就帮我们的教会开始线上聚会。
And even expanded it a little bit.
而且还扩大了我们的事工。
And then little by little, step by step.
一步一步的，他就开始加入。
God has led him to the place in ministry where he is now.
所以他神就慢慢的带领他进入了事工，就是他现在。
So where is he now?
现在呢？
I don't know. I hope he knows less today than he did a year ago.Yeah, I said that right. I hope he knows less today than he did a year ago.
我希望他今天比一年之前知道的更少。
Brother Hans Walfogel, when he got near the end of his life, said, I don't know how to lead a meeting.
吴老牧师在他在人生的尽头的时候，他说，我真的不知道怎么样带聚会。
I used to know everything and now I don't know anything.
他说，我从前知道一切，但是我现在什么都不知道。
But we just learn more and more to depend upon Jesus.
因为我们所要学的就是更多的来依靠耶稣。
And I think Tim has learned and is learning that.
我相信提摩太他在学习，他也正在学习。
More and more to depend upon Jesus.
更多更多的依靠耶稣。
He's got abilities and gifts and talents that I'll never have.
他有一些的才干，有一些的能力是我自己没有的。
In a lot of different ways.
还有很多不一样的地方。
And I just pray that those gifts, talents, and abilities don't get in the way.
我的祷告就是这些能力、这些才干不要影响了他。
And so when Sister Martha said, it's going to be like the next generation thing, and so ask your son if he could come.
所以当玛莎牧师跟我讲说，我们这次要讲的是有关下一代的事，所以他就说，看看你的儿子可不可以一起来。
I thought, then I could stay home.
然后我就想，那这样子我就可以待在家里了。
She said, no, bring him.
And
so I brought him. He's got to go back home right after the meeting this morning.
You're
stuck with me because he's got more to do than I do. But that's my introduction for my son, and I'm thankful for him. So after all that, I hope he doesn't disappoint you. But I'll switch places with him.
It's nice to be with you. I'm supposed to stand here as the next generation. I'm supposed to represent the Elisha, the Timothy, the next one up.
我在这里呢，就好像是代表着以利沙，还有提摩太。
But I'm thankful that the call of God is not age restrictive.
我感恩的是神的呼召并没有年龄的限制。
Moses, when he was called, I guess he first felt a calling when he was 40, but that took 40 more years for him to actually do something.
就像摩西，他可能第一次感觉到神呼召他的时候是40岁， 但是要过了好多年，他才让这个呼召成为实际。
And so by the time he was 80 years old, he finally answered the call of God.
所以一直等到他80岁的时候，他终于回应了神的呼召。
And so we have those who answered God's call when they were young, like Samuel, and then we have those who were older, like Moses.
所以呢，在圣经里我们看见有些人他们回应神的呼召在很小的时候，像撒母耳，但是有些人就是在年老的时候，像摩西。
And so the call of God is not restrictive to just young people, but the call of God is for all of us.
所以神的呼召不是只是限于呼召年轻人，神的呼召是为我们每一位的。
And so my old friend brother Paul still has a call of God that perhaps is new on his life.
所以我的老朋友保罗弟兄，他现在仍然有神的呼召。
And maybe so do you.
同样的，你们也是。
I was asked to share a little bit about how I was called to the ministry.
所以我想，我要跟大家分享一下，我是如何被神呼召进入事工。
I obviously grew up in a home that was a pastor's home.
当然，你们都知道，我是生长在一个牧师家庭。
And it wasn't that ministry was something that I didn't want to do, but it was not something that I thought I would end up doing.
并不是说我就不想来服侍主，但是我从来没有想过我会服侍主。
And so for much of my life, I was going under the assumption that I wouldn't be in the ministry, although I would participate in church. Entering the ministry wouldn't be my full-time capacity.
所以从小呢，我觉得我不可能全时间服侍主，虽然我会在教会里帮忙。
And so when I got to college, I was happy to serve in the church, but my focus was on my academics.
所以当我在大学的时候，我当然还是很喜欢在教会服侍，但是我的主要的
I don't think that was a bad thing, but it was what I gave myself to, and so I gave myself to my future career.
所以我相信这不是一件坏事，但是我当时就专注在我的学业，还有我未来的事业。
And you know, through all of, I made a couple of different choices in my career paths, and through all of them, I found a dissatisfaction in them.
所以我也为了我的职业做了许多的好几个规划和选择，但是没有一个让我真正的心里满足。It
wasn't that I was pursuing something that was bad in and of itself, but it wasn't the call of God on my life.
并不是说我就在追求了一件不好的东西，但是那些都不是神对我的呼召。I
heard the missionary Sister Vita Greenwood say, or she wrote down, that if you don't answer the call of God, you will be most miserable.
有一位宣教士姐妹，她说过一句话，她说如果你不回应神的呼召的话，你就是世界上最可怜的人。And
I believe that was true for me. I couldn't figure out why none of these career paths that I chose felt right, but I knew something was wrong.
这就是我的情形，当时我不知道为什么我到底是怎么选择错了，但是我就是觉得不对劲。And
so I finally stumbled on a career path that I think God saw as a compromise almost for me.
所以我想，终于我选择了一个职业，我想神也就跟我妥协了。I
wanted to become a teacher so that I would have my summers free and available so I could serve at camp.
我当时希望能够做一个老师，这样子的话我暑期就可以有空闲的时间来这个营地服侍。
And perhaps God knew that that wasn't what I was going to do the rest of my life, but I think maybe he said that's a good start.
我相信当时神可能觉得这不是我余生都要服侍的，但是可能在那个时候是还可以的。
And so when I chose that path, even in school, I decided that I was going to give my entire summers to be at Pilgrim Camp. So I spent much of the summer here.
当时我做老师，但是我知道我的整个暑期呢，我都是要来服侍这个 Pilgrim Camp 这个营地。
I know that Sister Echo is going to spend the entire summer. I didn't spend quite the entire summer. I came up first through third period. That's 6 weeks long.
我知道Echo 姐妹她是整个暑假都在这个营地的，我不是整个暑假都在营地，大概是有六个礼拜。
And it was at this time in my life where I believe God really began to solidify that calling for me.
我相信在这个我在服侍的这一段时间，神就让我的呼召越来越清晰。
And God began to do that for me because I spent time not just at camp, but I spent time seeking the Lord.
我相信不单我是因为我是在这个营地服侍，而且我开始花时间寻求神。
The thing to do when God has placed a call upon your life is to seek Him.
所以我们要做，要来做的就是要来寻求神。
Now I'll be honest, I don't think while I was here, I don't know if I knew exactly what I was seeking, what God's call was upon my life exactly.
所以当我在这里服侍还有寻求神的时候，其实我也不知道我到底在寻求什么，我也不知道神到底对我的呼召是什么。
But the one thing I wanted to find was Jesus himself.
但是有一件事情我要寻求，就是耶稣自己。
In Romans chapter 8, I believe this was active in my life, where it says that the Spirit himself intercedes with groanings that are too deep for words.
就像在罗马书第八章，这也是我的经历，就是我们本不知道该如何祷告，但是圣灵又说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
And I didn't always have the right words to pray, but my prayer was that, Lord, I might know you and I might see you active in my life.
我不知道我到底应该寻求什么，但是我就跟主说，主啊，我要寻求你，我要知道你，我要认识你。
And so just by seeking the Lord, God began to make that call of God upon my life known.
就是因为我这样子寻求他自己，神开始让我自己的呼召越来越清晰。
It's a little bit like going to the mechanic.
就好像我们有关机器一样。
I don't know about you, but when I go to the mechanic, I usually never know what's wrong with my car.
就像我们把车子带到修车厂的时候，我们其实不知道我们车到底坏在哪里。
One time I went because my car had smoke coming from the hood and I didn't know what to do about it.
有一次我把车子带去修车厂，因为我的车子车盖底下就开始冒烟，我不知道发生了什么事。
And so I pulled into the shop with the car smoking and I didn't know what the problem was, but I said, here's my car, fix it.
所以当我把车子带去的时候，我的车子在冒烟，我不知道到底问题出在哪里，我就说你把我的车子修了吧。
Well, he knew what to do with it.
但是这个修车的工人他知道怎么修。
And there I was at camp, I brought my life to Christ and I said, I don't know what's wrong and I don't know what's ahead, but here it is and it's yours.
所以就像我来到这个营地，我就好像把自己带来说，主啊，我不知道到底哪里错了，但是主啊，你来修理。
I think I could probably say it like this. I became thirsty.
我或许我可以说我开始饥渴。
Psalm chapter 42, the psalmist says, as the deer pants for water, so my soul pants for you.
就像诗篇42篇说，就我的心渴慕神，如鹿渴慕溪水。
And that is how thirsty I was, and I believe that's what God does to someone who has the call of God on their life. He makes them thirsty for himself.
这就是我开始觉得对神自己饥渴。我相信对所有蒙神呼召的人，神就是让他们开始对神自己饥渴。
And what I began to understand, what I think we all understand is that until we drink from the fountain of life that Jesus Christ himself provides, we will be thirsty and empty.
我相信我们每一个人都经历到，除非我们到耶稣基督这个泉源来饮这个活水，我们会一直的饥渴。
In Genesis chapter 26, we find Isaac, the son of Abraham, in a similar place.
在创世纪26章，我们看见亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒，他也来到同样的光景。
He wasn't trying to figure out if he was entering the ministry or not, but he had a need that was in front of him.
他当时并不是在寻求他是不是要服侍主，但是当时他面对的就是有一个需要。
The history of this is that Isaac was living in a foreign land, and he was living in abundance and blessing, and he had so many provisions of God that was upon his life.
以撒的故事就是他生在一个非常富有丰富的家庭，他有一切神所预备的。
But one way or another, he was kind of forced out of the place he was living, and he ended up in a very dry land.
但是有各种各样的原因，他从他的家里出来，现在他到了一个非常干旱无水的地方。
The former provisions that he had, the abundance that he had, it was gone.
从前他所享受所有的神的供应已经不在了。
And the need that he had in front of him was dire and desperate.
所以神他现在以撒所面临的需要是非常的干旱急迫。
The need that he had in front of him was a need for water.
他所需要的就是水。
You know, I've noticed that at your meals,you don't drink a lot of water at your meals.
我在你们的这个餐桌上我发现你们不太喝水。
I asked the server for water, and I'm the only one drinking water at my table.
我跟那个他们要水，我发现我桌子上只有我一个人要喝水。
Well, I think maybe you get it in different. You get it in hot water and tea.
但是你们喝的是热水还有茶。
Well, I think we all understand that the need for water in our life is essential.
但是我们相信我们都同意水是必需品。
And the need that Isaac had, it wasn't a first world problem, it wasn't a need for entertainment. The need that he had in front of him was an essential need.
以撒所面临的也就是非常基本需要的就是水。
Because without water, you cannot live.
因为没有水我们就没办法活下去。
I felt like telling the people at my table that before.
我感觉我需要跟我同桌吃饭的人告诉他们我们需要喝水。
I'm sure that you know this, but you can't go 3 days without drinking water.
但是我相信我们都知道我们没有办法三天不喝一滴水。
The symptoms even begin after one day. After one day of not drinking water, you start to have a headache. You don't feel right.
当我们一天不喝水的时候，我们就开始头疼，我们会感觉不对劲。
On the second day without drinking water, your blood begins to thicken and your skin loses its elasticity and your muscles begin to spasm.
当我们第二两天不喝水的时候，我们的血的浓度就开始浓稠，而且我们皮肤就开始干燥，而且会抽筋。
And day three, things really start to get bad. Your organs begin to shut down and then kaput.You're done.
如果我们三天不喝水的话，那情况就非常的糟糕。我们内部的这些器官就开始不工作了，我们大概就完蛋了。
And I think while we understand that our need for physical water is essential for physical life, we also have a need for living water for our spiritual lives.
当我们都知道我们身体需要水，同样的我们的灵也需要水。
And what we need to realize is that you and I are in the same position that Isaac was in. We are in the need of desperate need for water in our lives.
我相信我们所面临的需要跟以撒所面临的需要一样，就是我们需要活水。
And that water is only found through Jesus Christ.
那这个水呢，只有在耶稣基督里可以找到。
You know, retreats and conferences are good.
当然，我们来特会是很好的。
Even Pilgrim Camp is good. This JMI conference is good.
我们 JMI 的特会或是来 PC 营地都是好的。
But that is not water.
但是那不是水。
Oh, it may help bring us to a fountain.
但是它帮助我们来到这个水的泉源。
But that is not water itself.
但是特会本身不是水。
It was several years ago now, when I was thinking about getting married, I told my parents.
几年以前，当我在想我想结婚的时候，我告诉我的父母。
And I got a lot of good advice at the time, but one thing my mom said to me really stood out to me.
当时我父母给我很多的建议，但是我特别的记得妈妈告诉我的话。
She said, "Tim, I want you to remember, it's not the wedding that counts; it's the marriage."
她说，我 Tim， 我要告诉你，重要的不是这个婚礼，而是这个婚姻。
And I think that carries into our spiritual lives a little bit as well.
我相信这对我们的属灵的生命也是一样的。
Because a lot of time our focus is on the wedding.
因为常常我们的注意力就是在婚礼本身。
It's on the production, the extra things that we like to have.
我们很喜欢有一些很
很华丽的东西，额外的东西。
It's on the building that we're in, the songs that we sing, the charisma of the preacher, which books we're reading from. It's on all of that.
我们很在意到底在哪里举行婚礼，我们这一切的布置，还有证婚人要说的话。
And we forget it's not about the wedding, but it's about the marriage. It's about, am I being brought to water? Am I drinking from the fountain?
但是我们常常忘记了，我们应该注意的是婚姻的本身，就是我是不是来到的水泉面前，我是不是有喝水。
When receiving the call of God on our life, the most important thing is not which school I go to, the most important thing is not which book I'm reading, the most important thing is, Lord, am I drinking from your fountain?
当我们被呼召来服侍主的时候，重要的不是我到底去了哪一个学校，或是我在读了哪一本书，而是我是不是在这个活水的泉源里饮水。
And if we drank from the fountain yesterday, or a week ago, or a month ago, a year ago, or 10 years ago, that's not enough.
如果我们从这个活水昨天饮了，或是上个礼拜、上个月，或是去年，这是不够的。
Because I don't know about you, but when I fill up my water bottle, at the end of the day, it's empty.
我不知道你，但是当我把水壶装满了，到一天结束了以后，我的水壶已经空了。
You see, what happens is our reservoir of water runs out.
所以我们可以看见，我们储水的这个池子会干。
And we need to drink and drink again.
我们需要一再的来饮。
And so there are just two things that I notice Isaac does when he gets to this position where he realizes he has no water and he needs water.
所以有两件事情我们想要来看的，就是当以撒他发现他需要水的时候。
The first thing I notice is what he does not do.
第一件事情我看到了就是他没有做的事。
And what Isaac does not do is he does not send for the experts of the day to help him find water.
就是以撒他并没有就去请教这个专家来帮他找水源。
You know, I have a home, I own a home, and when something breaks, I usually call an expert.
我自己有一个房子，当那个里面的东西坏的时候，我就会找专家来修。
Sometimes it's my fireplace, sometimes it's my sprinkler, sometimes I have a leak. I don't know how to fix all these things in my home.
有的时候是我的壁炉，有的时候是我喷水的，我不知道怎么样修这些东西。
And so I call an expert, I call the plumber, I call whoever it is who knows how to fix my problem.
所以我就打电话找专家，找水电工来帮助我。
But when Isaac comes to a land that has no water, he doesn't call an expert.
但是以撒来到这个没有水的地方，他并没有就是找了专家来帮他找水源。
You and I don't need an expert to drink water.
你和我，我们不需要找专家来找水源。
Sometimes we fall for this assumption that we need a certain person to speak to us to drink water.
因为有的时候我们会有错误的假设，就是我们需要找一个很棒的人来帮我们找水源。
That we must be at Pilgrim Camp to drink water.
或是我们必须要来到这个营地来找水源。
Instead of calling the experts, might I suggest you do what Isaac did, and he simply dug himself.
所以我想建议的就是，我们不找像以撒一样，我们不找专家，而是自己来挖井。
It's not by the cleverness or by the talent of any individual person that we're brought to water, but it's by coming near to Jesus himself that we can drink water.
所以不是靠着某一个人的聪明才干，而是我们要借着耶稣他自己来，我们来找到水源。
I mentioned it before, but sometimes we think that we need the whole production to get to water, and that's not the case.
就像有时候我们觉得我们可能要大张旗鼓的做很多的事情来找水源，其实不是的。
Brother Hans Waldfogel told a story about this.
吴老牧师他告诉我们一个故事。
He told a story of a man who was a bus driver.
他告诉我们有一个开那个 bus 的司机。
And some people on the bus, they complained that it was too hot.
就是有的人他们在乘那个公车的时候就抱怨说太热了。
Some people on the bus complained that it was too cold.
但是有些人在公车上就抱怨太冷了。
And so what the bus driver did is he first turned on the heat really hot.
所以这个公交车司机他怎么做呢？他就先把暖气开得很高，很热。
So everyone that complained it was too hot got off the bus.
所以那些抱怨太热的人就下车了。
And so then he turned on the air conditioner and opened all the windows.
然后呢，他就把窗户打开，又把冷气加高。
And so everyone that complained it was too cold got off the bus.
所以那些抱怨车上太冷的人呢，他们也下车了。
And then he said the only people that were left on the bus were the people that wanted Jesus.
所以我剩下公车上唯一剩下的人呢，就是那些要耶稣的人。
You know, sometimes we get so fixed that Jesus is going to come when it's loud.
因为有的时候呢，我们就想说，如果我们很热闹、很大声的话，耶稣会来。
Or Jesus is only going to come when it's quiet.
或是耶稣来的时候，我们必须是很安静的。
Or Jesus is only going to come when Brother Paul's playing the organ.
或是只有当保罗弟兄他弹风琴的时候，耶稣才会来。
He's my friend, so I can say that.
因为保罗弟兄现在是我的朋友，所以我可以这么说。
But what we must understand that Jesus comes.When we seek him.
但是我们必须明白耶稣什么时候来呢就是当我们寻求他的时候。
It's not when we have all the bells and whistles exactly right. It's not when we have all the experts. He comes when we draw near to him.
并不是说我们有这些那些额外的东西但是当我们亲近他的时候他就来了。
And that's exactly what Isaac did. He didn't call up everybody that he can call to come and help him dig, but he began to dig himself.
这就是以撒所做的他并没有招了很多的人来一起帮他挖他自己亲自的来挖
And what you'll read is that Isaac didn't dig in any old spot
但是以撒呢他并不是就找了任何一个地方就开始挖
But the choice of where Isaac dug was very intentional
他所选择要挖的地方是非常的有意思有意义的
It said that Isaac knew where the well of Abraham was
因为圣经上说，以撒知道，亚伯拉罕所挖的以前挖的井在哪里。
And so that's where Isaac put his shovel to dirt.
这就是以撒他挖的地方。
Isaac realized that I'm in a desperate need for water, and this is not a time for me to experiment in a new spot.
这以撒知道，我现在急需需要水，这个时候并不是要来花时间做实验的时候。
I've heard it said that a man who experiments in the midst of a crisis is a fool.
我听过这样子一句话，就是当一个人面对危机的时候开始做实验，他就是一个愚昧人。
And so as Isaac surveyed the land, he said, I know for a fact that my father Abraham dug here and found water, so this is where I'm going to dig.
所以当以撒看见这一片荒凉的地方的时候，他说，我知道我父亲亚伯拉罕他曾经在这里挖过井，所以我要在这个地方挖井。
You know, it's a good thing to dig in a spot that you know water was found.
所以这就是一个聪明人他能够在这个地方因为他知道这里从前挖过水
I think we see evidence for this all over the Bible We see it with Moses and Joshua We see it with Elijah and Elisha
所以这我们在圣经里看过很多的这样子的例子比方说摩西跟约书亚以利亚跟以利沙
It almost feels as though when you read the story of Elisha it's just an echo of the life of Elijah
因为当我们看圣经以利沙所行的事感觉上就好像是以利亚的翻版
Elisha is crossing the Jordan with Elijah and he sees the cloak being laid down and then a couple verses later he's met with the same Jordan River
就像以利沙跟着以利亚过约旦河的时候他亲眼看见他的老师用打水使水分开但是圣经几节过后他又回到了要来面临约旦河
and he says wait I've seen this before
他就想我曾经看过我的老师怎么做
Elisha comes to a woman who needs oil
那以利沙他遇见了一个妇人他需要油
and he says I've seen this before
他说我看过我老师做过的事
Elisha also sees a son who needs raising
那同样他看见了一个小孩子需要从死里复活
and he says I've seen this before
他说我也看过这件事情
you know when you're thirsty
你知道吗当你口渴的时候
I wonder if you say I've seen this before
你是不是也说我曾经看过这个
And this is, if you get back to my story, I know I left it a long time ago, but if you get back to my story, this is where I dug.
同样，现在回到我的故事，这也是我在挖的地方。
And over in my life, I haven't chose to dig in any spot, but I've chose to dig in a place that I know has water.
在我生命中多少次我选择不在其他的地方挖井，而是挖我知道这里曾经有过水的地方。
And so when I come to a crisis, when I come to a place where I desperately need water, I look back and I think I know someone found water here.
当每次我的生命中我遇见危机的时候，或是我非常的急迫的时候，我就要回到我知道从前有人在这里得过水的地方。
And so I came to Pilgrim Camp not because this is a magical land, but because I know there are people who have come before me who have dug until they hit water.
我知道我一再的回到这个营地，并不是说这个是一个很神奇的地方，而是我知道这里曾经有人找到水。
And I've done this over and over and over in my life.
所以我就一再的重复做这件事。
I got help in remembering this story from Brother Paul, and I've heard it many times before.
我听过这个故事，保罗弟兄也提醒了我。
But I believe it was my great grandfather, Gottfried Waldvogel.
我可能就是我的曾祖父。Gottfried Waldvogel.
He was in a place in his life that was particularly difficult.
当时他正在面临人生中一个很困难的事。
He had been serving and working in a church for a number of years.
他当时已经在教会里服侍了好多年。
And Gottfried Waldvogel got the baptism of the Spirit, and the church there didn't particularly like that.
当时我的曾祖父他被圣灵充满，而他所服侍的教会不喜欢这件事。
And so he was kind of being forced out of that church.
所以他好像就有点被教会慢慢的赶出来。
I believe he had 7 sons, right?
当时我记得他有八个儿子。
And so there he was with 8 sons and no source of income.
当时他面对着八个孩子，他没有收入。
And so the story is told that one night he sat down at his piano and he began to play and sing.
那我听说他有一天晚上他就坐在钢琴面前开始弹钢琴。
I won't sing because I've heard you not sing in response to him before. But he sang a song, and the chorus says, "His yoke is easy, his burden is light."
他就开始弹钢琴，而且开始唱。他唱的就是说，我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
He leadeth me by day and by night where living waters flow.
他日夜的带领我到活水泉。
And so I've come to places in my life where I don't know the next step.
所以我也来到我人生的一个地方，我不知道下一步该怎么走。
And what do? I go to the well where I know there's water.
所以我就来到这个活水泉，因为我知道那里有水。
And I'll sit down at my piano and I'll play and I'll sing sometimes that song, but sometimes another song.
所以我就坐下来来弹琴，而且开始唱，有时候唱那首诗歌，有时候唱别的诗歌。
Because I know that there's water there.
因为我知道在那里有水。
And as we heard last night, Sister Martha shared the story where she heard my dad say, "Glory, glory, glory."
就像我们昨天晚上听见玛莎牧师做的见证，他听见Ernie牧师他在那边呼喊荣耀，荣耀，荣耀。
Maybe it would be a good thing for you to shout, "Glory, glory, glory."
或许我们也可以这样子的呼喊荣耀，荣耀，荣耀。
Oh, not so you can be exactly like Pastor Ernie, but so you can go to a well where there is water.
并不是说这样子我们就可以很像那个 Ernie 牧师一样，而是我们可以来到这个水泉。
Jeremiah chapter 6 says this. It says the Lord says.
耶利米书第六章在那里。耶和华说,
Stand by the roads and look and ask for the ancient paths where the good way is and walk in it.
就说我们要来到路旁来这里询问那个古道在哪里，我们要行在其中。
It means that we look back and say, where are the good roads that I can take?
所以我们要回头看那些古道在哪里。
And Jeremiah goes on to say, this is where you find rest for your souls.
这是你可以找到你的灵魂安息之所。
Which, by the way, has a great calling upon my life.
同时这对我也是一个呼召。
It means that I need to dig until I find water.
就是说我必须一直的挖。自己能够挖到我找到水。
Because one day someone is going to want to dig in my well.
因为有一天多年以后可能有人要在我的这个井上来挖。
I wonder if someone goes to dig in your well where they find water.
我在想会不会有人以后也到你的井那里来找水。
Well, they'll find water if you're digging in a place that already has it.
他们能够找到水必须是你曾经在这里找过水。
We like to get ahead of ourselves and try all things new, all things different and go a completely different way.
有的时候我们想要自己往前去 做试各样的方法。
There is nothing as foolish as ignoring the past.
但是如果我们要我们去 忽视过去的话,
and so Isaac, when he comes in his desperate need, he doesn't call for the experts, but he digs in the well of his father.
所以当以撒他面临了人生的危机的时候, 他并不是到别的地方找, 而是他找他父亲的挖他父亲的井。
If you'll just stick with me, there are just two things I believe that helped him dig up those wells.
我相信有两件事能够帮助以撒来挖这个井。
The first, and I know we didn't read it, so you'll have to take my word for it. But as he began to dig, he had some help along the way.
第一件事情呢, 就在圣经里说, 当他自己开始挖的时候, 就有人来帮助他。
It says that he began to dig, and then his servants came and dug with him.
所以圣经说, 当他开始挖的时候, 他的仆人们就来帮忙。
Now maybe I'm going out on a limb, but I believe that was an encouragement to Isaac.
我相信这对以撒来说是一个鼓励。
When I heard God's call clearly on my life for the ministry,
当我听见神呼召我服侍他的时候,
there were many, many that came along the way and offered me encouragement.
当时有许多旁边的人就过来鼓励我。
I think there was one summer where I shared with the pastor who was here that I believe God has called me to the ministry, and he told me that he would pray for me every single day.
我记得有一天我 在这个营地, 我告诉 当时在这里的牧师, 神呼召了我, 他对我说, 我从此以后会每一天为你祷告。
That was an encouragement to me.
对我来说, 这是何等的鼓励。
It almost didn't let me give up.
就让我没有办法放弃了。
Because I knew there was a guy somewhere that was praying for me to be a pastor every single day, so I couldn't stop.
因为我知道在某处有一个人, 他每一天都在为我祷告, 要我成为一个牧师, 所以我现在没有办法放弃了。
I was encouraged when Sister Martha said to me that she and some others at JMI heard about my ordination and prayed for me.
当马萨牧师告诉我 JMI的同工们听见了 我被案例以后, 他们也为我祷告, 这对我来说也是一个很大的鼓励。
That's an encouragement to me.
对我来说这是一个鼓励。
And there were many, many along the way who spoke encouragement into my life that helped me continue to dig and dig and pursue the call of God.
同时有很多的人, 他们对我有鼓励, 让我 继续的能够来挖来挖来顺从神的呼召。
Now perhaps this isn't those who hear the call of God on their life right now, but perhaps it's those of you who know there are others who are hearing the call of God.
或许我们中间还 有人没有听见神的呼召, 但是你知道 你周围有人被神呼召了。
Because now it's your job to come around them and be an encourager.
所以这个时候你要做的就是 陪同他们, 而且鼓励他们。
There's a man in the Bible, and I won't speak much about him, but I believe his birth-given name is Jonathan.
我知道在圣经里有一个人, 今天我不会讲太多, 他就是约拿丹。
But you don't know him as Jonathan because he was given a nickname.
但是我们不知道他的名字叫约拿丹, 因为他有另外一个 别名。
I hope it was Jonathan, but his nickname was Barnabas.
他的另外一个名字就是巴拿巴。
And Barnabas literally means son of encouragement.
巴拿巴的名字就是劝慰子。
He was given that name not just as I hope you're an encourager, but because he was an encourager.
他被这样子取名并不是人们希望他成为一个劝慰子, 而是他已经是一个劝慰人的人。
And I dare say without the son of encouragement, the early church would have collapsed.
我非常相信如果当年没有这一位劝慰子的话, 早年的教会很可能就散了。
Because there was a man whose name was Saul, later turned Paul, who would not have had the ministry were it not for Barnabas.
因为当时有一个人, 他原来的名字叫扫罗, 后来叫保罗, 如果不是因为巴拿巴的话, 他不可能被兴起来。
Because many people, because of who Paul was, they were rejecting him.
因为当时因为保罗的背景, 许多的人弃绝保罗。
And Barnabas invited him in.
但是, 巴拿巴却接纳了他。
And not only did he invite him in, but it says that he would pray and study with him day after day.
不单他接纳了保罗, 圣经说他会为保罗, 跟保罗一起祷告, 一起读经。 而且是每一天。
Can you imagine what the rest of your Bible would have looked like if Paul was not part of it?
如果保罗没有被兴起来的话，你能够想象今天的圣经就不一样了。
Now maybe he's not given the same accolades that Paul is given, but Barnabas is just as much to credit.
或许巴拿巴他没有保罗同样的托付，但是他跟保罗一样的重要。
And all because he offered encouragement to Paul.
就是因为他对保罗有鼓励，有接纳。
There's a pastor in New York City. His name is Pastor John Tyson.
在纽约有一个牧师叫做牧师叫 John Tyson.
And I thought of him because he grew up at least where one of you lived. He grew up in Australia.
他呢是在澳洲长大，我相信你们中间有人从澳洲来。
And when he was 14 years old, he dropped out of high school and he worked in a butcher shop.
当他14岁的时候，他就辍学了，那他就在一个屠宰场工作。
And he would go to his church right after working for the butcher, and he said he would walk into the church smelling like a butcher shop.
他跟着一个屠夫工作，做完了以后，他就会去教会，那当时他身上就有这个屠夫的味道。
Now maybe some of you would like that.
有些人或许喜欢那个味道。
But most people don't enjoy that smell.
但是大部分的人不喜欢那身上有屠夫的味道。
And so there he was dirty, he was smelly, he was rough around the edges, and he was in church.
那这一个人呢，他是非常的粗俗，而且身上的味道也不好，他就来了教会。
And he didn't have a very deep understanding of the gospel. He didn't have all the perfect words to say yet.
他也不太明白福音，他也不太会说该说的话。
And he says that one night he gave a testimony, and it was, he said, a lot of zeal and not a lot of knowledge.
当时后他有说过，他有一天呢，他就到台上做了一个见证，他是充满了热心，但是没什么知识。
He probably didn't say anything that you went home and thought about later on that night.
他可能说了一些，他可能说的话是不会你回家了以后还继续反复思想的话。
But he said his youth pastor walked up to him and said, you know, John, I noticed that when you spoke, everybody listened.
但是他说完了以后，他的那个青少年的牧师就来鼓励他，就说，你知道吗？当你在说的时候，每一个人都在听。
And because of that encouragement, John Tyson, a 14-year-old who worked in a butcher shop, later became a pastor.
就是因为这个青少年牧师的鼓励，他这个14岁就辍学在屠夫那里做工的人，后来就成为一个牧师。
Who pastors now a church in New York City with thousands of people.
现在他所牧的教会在纽约有几千的会众。
All because of encouragement.
就是因为那个鼓励。
I wonder if Isaac didn't have his servants come around him and start to dig. I wonder if he would have said, "That's too deep. I'm not digging."
我在想，如果以撒的仆人没有过来帮忙的话，以撒可能会觉得，哎呀，这个太难了，要挖太深了。
You know, there are many times where when someone experiences the call of God, they'll give up if it's not for someone that comes alongside them and lifts their arms.
许多人蒙了神的呼召，常常会想要放弃，但是因着有人的鼓励，他们继续。
And so Isaac had an encourager.
所以以撒他有这个人来安慰他，鼓励他。
Now the very last thing that Isaac had to do was he had to actually get the dirt out of the well.
那另外一件事情就是以撒必须把这个土呢挖出来，挪开。
And the Bible tells us who put the dirt there in the first place.
但是圣经告诉我们是谁先把这些土塞在井里。
You know, wells don't become covered all by themselves.
因为一个井它不会自己就被土埋住了。
Someone needs to have covered it up.
因为一定是有人要把这个土填满。
And the Bible tells us that the people who covered it up were the Philistines.
圣经告诉我们那些填满井的人就是非利士人。
There was once water there, there was once a reservoir of water, but the Philistines covered up the well.
因为从前这个井里是有水泉的，但是现在非利士人把土埋起来了。
The reason there is so little water available for Isaac is because of the work of the Philistines.
所以为什么以撒他现在面临缺水的情况，就是因为这些非利士人的作为。
And in order to find the water, we have to dig up the dirt of the Philistines.
所以我们也一样，如果要找到水的话，我们必须把这个土，就是非利士人他埋起来的这些土挖开。
We heard about this yesterday from Pastor Ernie. We heard about it from Sister Martha yesterday.
所以昨天我们也听见了 Ernie 牧师还有玛莎牧师的分享。
But the greatest obstacle between you and your drink of water is the flesh. It's the Philistines. It's our own sin.
就是我们跟我们活水之间的最大的障碍其实是我们自己我们的肉体还有我们的罪
in James chapter 4 it says draw near to God and he will draw near to you
雅各书第四章说你们要亲近神神也必亲近你们
but if you read the entire chapter you read that the obstacle to drawing near to God and him drawing near to us is the world
但是在那一章里面我们看见我们要拦阻我们亲近神使神能够亲近我们的是这个世界
I think Sister Martha said, if your ministry is not destroyed through lust, it'll be destroyed through pride.
就像马萨牧师他跟我们分享，我们的事工如果不是被情欲所破坏，那很可能就是被骄傲所破坏。
And I think you could probably keep going. If it won't be destroyed through pride, it'll be destroyed through anger.
我们可以继续往上面加，如果不是被骄傲所破坏，很可能是被我们的怒气所破坏。
And if not through anger, some other allure of the flesh, of the world.
所以如果不是被怒气的话很可能是被其他我们的肉体的表现或是这个世界
And so maybe this is just an echo of yesterday but we need to go to Gilgal
所以或许就像昨天晚上说的我们要回到基甲
We need to circumcise ourselves
我们必须为自己行割礼
Digging up the dirt, circumcising ourselves it's all the same thing it's all getting rid of the world that's within us
所以要把土挖出来或是我们自己行割礼都是一件事情就是我要对付我们的肉体
I heard this week Pastor Sam from the Woodhaven Zion Church was sharing a testimony about someone in his church
这个礼拜我听见了有一个牧师叫 Sam 他跟我们分享他教会里的事
And he was saying that this person had been saying for years for years for years they haven't been able to break through to God
这个牧师说有一个人呢他已经好多年好多年重复一件事情就是他没有办法突破来亲近神
And he told them that the reason you're not able to break through to God is because you're still hanging on to the world
他就告诉他你为什么没有办法在神面前有突破来亲近神因为你仍然紧紧地抓住这个世界
And he's been telling him the same thing for years
那很多年他也重复地告诉这一位弟兄同样的事
You know, sometimes we're walking around looking for water, and all the while the water is covered up by the Philistines.
因为有的时候我们就到处的要寻找水泉，但是其实所有的井都已经被腓力斯人堵上了。
God wants us to get to the water, but we have to dig up the dirt and cut away the flesh.
那神要我们得着活水，但是我们必须要到井那里去挖，并且把土挪开。
And I'll just close by saying this: How do I know that God wants us to get to water?
那神，我怎么知道神希望我们到水泉里
？Because he invited us in John chapter 7.
因为在约翰福音第七章，神耶稣自己亲自邀请我们。
In John chapter 7, it says that Jesus stood up and said with a loud voice.
因为在约翰福音第七章那里，耶稣起来大声说。
You know why he spoke with a loud voice?
你知道为什么耶稣大声说吗
？Because he wanted everyone to hear it.
因为他希望每一个人都听见。
And so the invitation was not only for those close to him, but it was for those abroad everywhere.
所以耶稣这个邀请不是只是对他周围的人，而是对所有的人。
And the invitation was this: Is anyone thirsty?
那这个邀请是什么呢？就是。凡口渴的
If anyone is thirsty, come to me.
凡口渴的可以到我这里来
And not only will I give you rivers of living water, but I will make a spring flow forth from within you.
我就给你水喝，而且要从你的腹中流出活水的江河来
And so not only will you be satisfied, but I'll be pouring out of you so much that it'll be evident to everybody else around you.
所以不单你自己可以得到满足，而且我要大大的充满你，可以使你的活水流出来，使别人。
Oh God, could you make me so thirsty that I myself become a spring of living water?
主啊，可不可以让我这么的饥渴，所以我自己可以成为那个活水泉
？Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help us all.
主啊，我们求你来帮助我们每一位。
Lord, that we would dig up the dirt of the Philistines in our lives.
所以我们可以把腓力斯人在我们生命中堵上的这些土挖出挪开。
Lord, we thank you for our fathers who dug for us.
主啊，我们感谢你为我们前面的 父老他们挖的井。
Lord, give us wisdom about where to place our shovel.
主啊，给我们智慧，让我们知道在哪里铲这个地。
And God, I pray that you would place those in our lives who help us dig along the way.
主啊，也求你在我们生命中放下那些能够帮助我们的人。
And Lord, that you would make us thirsty enough that we won't stop until we find you.
主啊，而且让我们这么的饥渴，除非我们找到你，我们不会停止。
Lord, that we won't give up halfway down.
我们不会中途放弃。
But Lord, help us to dig until we find rivers of living water.
主啊，让我们继续的挖，直到我们找到这个活水泉。
We thank you for the invitation.
主啊，我们感谢你这样子的邀请我们。
And we pray that we would walk in it this morning.
所以我祷告，我们都可以行在其中。
In your name we pray, Amen.
奉主的名祷告，阿门。
Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water. Oh, wonderful, bountiful supply. Drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied.Desire a fresh drink today. Because we're dry and we're weak and some of us are dying. But we thank you that you offer to give to us living water. This you spoke of your spirit that they which believe should receive.So Lord, help us to be good receivers.
主啊，帮助我们成为那个能够接受的人。
To dig our own wells and to drink a vast supply.
所以我们可以来挖这个井，而且从其中饮水。
There is a river.
Thank you.
John chapter 4,
在约翰福音第四章那里，耶稣所遇见的女人
had all kinds of stuff that the Philistines had thrown in that well.
她生命里有多多有许许多多非利士人所填满的塞住的。
She was so lost.
她自己是多么的失落失迷。
And you remember the conversation, I'm not going into it at all, but Jesus offered her living water.
我们知道耶稣跟他的对话，而耶稣就要给他水喝。
And she didn't get it though right away.
她并没有立刻的明白耶稣说的意思。
He said to her, if you'd ask me, I'd give you living water.
耶稣说，如果你求我，我就会赐给你水喝。
But she didn't ask.
但是她没有求。
Until that moment where she said to him,
直到这个女人对耶稣说
Give me this drink.
给我水喝，先生。
She had to ask.
她必须要求。
And the moment she asked, she received.
当她求的那一刻，她就收到了。
Give me this drink.
给我水喝。
You know, you need to ask. I need to ask.
你需要求，我也需要求。
Ask and it shall be given you.
你们求就必得着。
You have not because you don't ask.
你们没有是因为你们没有求。
And if you do ask, you're asking for the wrong reason.
或是你们妄求了。
But if you really want Jesus, just for Jesus.
但是如果你要耶稣，而且只要耶稣。
If you really want water this morning, just because you're thirsty.
如果今天早晨就是要喝水，因为你口渴了。
You can ask him.
你可以跟他说。
We've heard his call. It's been loud enough. We've heard it this morning again.
我们听见了他的呼召，非常的清楚，非常的大声。
But now we got to respond.
现在我们需要回应。
Give me this drink.
给我水喝。
Give me this living water.
给我这个活水。
Give me a fresh supply.
新鲜的活水。
Pour it out in floods upon the parched ground.
在干旱无水的地方，你大大的降下来。
Brother Bob Collis, maybe you know the name, or maybe some of you met Brother Bob.
Bob 弟兄，不知道有没有人认识的。
I'm looking for his picture on the wall someplace. It's got to be here. But maybe
可能他的。
Oh, it's in there. It's in that room.
那照片在那个房间。
He was one of the directors at Pilgrim Camp.
他也是这个营地的营长。
And he came to our church in Ozone Park one day, and he got up behind the pulpit.
有一天他来到我们的教会，有一天他站在讲台的后面。
And he said, I want to ask you all a question.
他说我要问大家一个问题。
Just I want to ask you a question. He was always very animated and bubbly.
他说话总是比手画脚的。他说我要问你们一个问题。
And he said, where have you been drinking recently?
他说你们最近都喝的是什么水？
Where have you been drinking?
你们都在哪里喝？
And then he went on to tell us, come on, why don't we dig out the wells and get to the water in the well, and why don't we draw out of that well, and why don't we drink?
然后他就说，我们为什么不来挖这个井呢？挖这个井，找到水来喝呢？
The songwriter in this white book, this Pilgrim Camp book that you have, number 82, wrote it well.
在这本营地的诗歌本。
Number 82.
82.
He said, if you're thirsty, you'll find, I'll pour water, the Lord said, on those who are thirsty.
在这里说，如果你渴的话，你可以来这里找水喝，神就会赐下活水。
It might be a Chinese song in your book, I don't know that it would be though, but number 82 I know in this white book, and maybe we could sing it, and we could say, Lord, give me this drink.
在这本白色的诗歌本。
In the light of what we've heard this morning, in the light of child of the kingdom, be filled with the Spirit, and child of the world, are you sick and tired of no water?
因为世界之子，我们对世界都已经厌倦，而且非常的饥渴。现在我们要来到神面前来
喝水。But that call comes in every one of those choruses. It keeps coming again. I will pour water on those that are thirsty.
但是在每一节的里面，总是回到就是说，我要赐下，我要浇灌活水。
And this morning, our closing prayer could be, Lord, give me this drink.
所以我们今天结束的回应祷告可以说，主啊，给我水喝。
Let's sing together.
让我们一起唱。
us, O Lord, that life giving stream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, just Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, you give, O Lord. Hallelujah. Clear crystal stream. Hallelujah, that flows into our midst, O Lord. Let the river flow, O Jesus. Let the river flow, dear Jesus. Let the river of life flow free.
have some Joshuas among us. Our team are young and old.
在我们中间也有一些的约书亚，我们的团队有年长的，也有比较年轻的。
Some you don't know. These are our leaders here.
这些就是我们的领袖。
Pastor Lin and his wife.
林牧师，林师母。
Pastor Ruth Glow.
郭牧师。
Pastor Hong Leon been with us many years from the beginning.
凤莲牧师从一开始就。
Pastor Lai wasn't able to be with us because her husband's ill.
赖牧师今天没有在这里,
She's been with us from the beginning too also. But then we have, so we have five teachers and we have five coordinators, Emma, come.
This is, 我们有五位老师, 还有五位,
most of you know this is Emma Chen and Mercy Tung. They were there, I think it was 2004 when we met. And Alice, our singer. She's here. And Jenny's already down in the kitchen, I think. So we make five. We have five Joshuas. And our theme has been really those of us who've known the Lord a few years, watch out for the Joshuas.
所以我们这一次呢，就是我们要来注意我们中间的约书亚，要来鼓励他们。
And I asked, I wanted the teachers to pray. I know they wanted to, but I asked the Joshuas to pray for your Joshua. Because they have been praying for several months for you since December.
我们这一麦的约书亚曾经为了那个提摩提牧师祷告了好久。No interruptions.
Lord, we thank you for all the Joshuas here.
主啊，我们为我们中间的约书亚来感谢你。The
English ones, the Asian ones.
不管是说中文的，或是说英文的。The
young Joshuas and the older Joshuas.
或是年轻的约书亚，还有年长的约书亚。
Lord, we thank you that you've called them.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你呼召了他们。
We thank you that they're digging their own wells and finding their own way to water.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为他们都挖了他们的井，而且找到了水。
And Lord, we believe that there's a breakthrough.
我们相信有一个突破。
We believe that there's a spring of living water.
我们相信有一个活泉，活水源。
And we believe it's going to issue out of every one of these lives.
我们相信要从这些人的生命中流出活水的泉源。As
they drink and drink and drink, we pray, Lord, that you'll make them to be vessels unto honor, sanctified, and meet for your use.
当他们持续持续地饮这个水的时候，主啊，我们求你使他们变成那个尊贵的器皿，合乎主用。
We thank you for all the leaders of JMI.
我们为JMI所有的领袖来感谢你。
Those that have been steady and faithful for many years.
这些领袖们，他们持续的在你面前忠心了这么多年。
We pray that you'll strengthen the things that you've wrought.
主啊，我们为你所托付他们的，主啊，求你来。 稳固坚固他们。
And we pray, Lord, for the organization as a whole that you will keep them.
主啊，我们求你保守这整个JMI的事工。
Lord, that you will watch over this work.
主啊，为这个事工来求你保守。
As your word goes throughout the whole world, the Asian world primarily.
让你，因为这个事工已经现在在亚洲扩展。
May it reach many, many hungry, thirsty souls.
让这个事工能够接触到许多许多饥渴的灵魂。
And we pray that they'll continue to be taught your ways.
主啊，我们祷告让他们持续的都能够被教导是你的，你的道。
Ancient landmarks.
这些古道。
The old wells.
这些古老的泉源。
Where we know the water is.
因为我们知道那里有水。
So we thank you for what you've done, Lord.
主啊，我们为你所做的感谢你。
JMI isn't Brother Chow's work.
JMI 不是只是周牧师的施工。
It's no person's work.
因为不是任何一个人的施工。
It's your work.
因为这是你的施工。
And Lord, you started it.
因为主是你自己亲自开始的。
You're keeping it.
你也亲自要保守。
And you're going to continue to use it for your honor and for your glory.
因为你要持续的来用它为着你的荣耀。
We thank you, Jesus, this morning for your help.
主啊，我们感谢你今天早晨你帮助我们。
We pray, Lord, that throughout the day we will become increasingly more and more thirsty.
主啊，我们祷告今天这样子一天下来，我们会越来越来更加的饥渴。
Amen.
Lord, that we would continue today, tomorrow, in the coming days to drink.
我们今天、明天还有要来的许多天，我们持续的饮。
We pray that you will bless us, O Lord.
主啊，你来祝福我们。
As we dismiss this meeting and go our separate ways, Lord, and meet at the palace in a few minutes, Lord, be with us.
主啊，当我们聚会结束，我们要去餐厅的时候，主啊，你来保守祝福我们。
Amen.
Bless Pastor Timothy travels.
也保守提摩太牧师他要回家的路程。
Cover him with your precious blood, we pray.
用你的宝血来遮盖他。
Amen.
奉主的名祷告，阿门。
阿门。